This is a portrait from the imagination. It was painted in 1832, hundreds of years after Palissy lived. Can you see him sitting by the kiln in his workshop? There's a small window in the kiln to let him check how the firing is going. You might spot a large pestle and mortar for grinding up the metal pigments, the colours, under his elbow. And there's a large pair of metal tongs on the floor for getting hold of pots that are too hot to handle. But what do you think he's doing now? Is he writing notes on the chemistry, the recipe for his glaze, or planning the design for his next dish? Palissy's style of rustic dishes became really popular, and lots of people copied them for hundreds of years afterwards. So it's sometimes hard to tell whether a dish was really made by Bernard Palissy or, like this one that we've been looking at, made by one of his followers. Do you think you'd like to eat a meal off a plate decorated like this? Or would you have it on the table as an ornament? Think of your favourite food or your favourite meal. How would you decorate a plate to serve it? What would make people smile when they saw the picture underneath the food? Perhaps a hen for a boiled egg, a leafy green forest for broccoli or salad. In a moment, turn off this recording and find a real plate from the kitchen. Trace round it to get a circle, then decorate it using drawing, colours, or you could even stick on decorations with collage. If you have a bit more time, you could model your own plate. Cover a plate with tin foil or cling film, and then use plasticine or Play-Doh to model some underwater creatures. You can press spoons and forks into the plasticine or Play-Doh to create the waves and other patterns. See what else you can use to make the texture of fish scales, perhaps the netting from fruit, or a cheese grater. If you're doing some baking and you have some spare bread or biscuit dough, you could even model edible sculptures. Give them a glaze of egg yolk or sugar to make them as shiny as the fish in the basin. Bake them and then arrange them on a plate. Five little speckled frogs made of the most delicious bread. Yum, yum. I hope you've enjoyed having a look at this amazing basin. Perhaps you have an idea about a fishy story you'd like to write, or a comic showing some more underwater adventures. Have a look at some of the other wonderful plates and dishes in the Wallace Collection by searching the website for the word porcelain or majolica. You'll find lots of plates illustrating stories and legends. Till next time, when we're back with more art inspiration, it's goodbye from me.